Well?
Yeah, it's... Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It really has a lot going on.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the setup and everything, you know, it's there, and a really clear beginning, middle and end, which is good, a concise progression.
Absolutely.
Also, it's very well typed. I mean, the grammar's perfect in it, for sure. Yeah. And it's all very clear.
Oh, would not have had it any other way.
The format of your script is very important.
I mean,
studio execs would not have a second glance if it was shoddy, and yeah, it's definitely not shoddy.
Okay, but Louise, come on! Let's get to the script itself, the story, the characters, the conflict. What do you think?
I think, yeah, it definitely has potential.
What? What do you mean?
It's pretty good. You definitely have the beginning of something great.
The beginning of something great?
Yeah, it's very entertaining, really fun. It just needs work.
It needs work?
I think so.
It needs work.
Yes, Jonathan, every great script takes a few rewrites before it's perfect, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Jonathan, relax. It's good. A few more drafts and you will have something I'll be very comfortable with bringing forward to a studio.
A few more drafts? How many more is a few? Two? 12?
It really depends.
Oh, it depends. Of course it depends. Yeah, it depends.
Okay, let me ask you something. Yeah? Do you think it's perfect?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
You would be comfortable presenting this to a studio.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I hate to say this to you, Jonathan.
You love to say whatever you're about to say to me.
But nothing is perfect in one sitting. It's not that easy to write a perfect script.
It took me 6 weeks to write this, Louise.
6 weeks? Oh, dear.
Hey.
You know John Hughes wrote Ferris Bueller's Day Off in 6 days?
And?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm sorry my script is not Ferris Bueller's bloody day off, Louise. I tried, you know. I really tried to write something that, you know, I considered presentable. Something that I had hoped that you would consider presentable. I don't know. It's just what, Louise?
If you'd let me speak, I'd be able to tell you.
All right, go on. Say it. Yeah, yeah, say it.
You know.
What do I know?
Jonathan.
All right. Please, continue.
Well, I just don't think the world is ready for another Garfield movie.
Of course the world is ready, Louise. What are you talking about? People love Garfield. I love Garfield.
Well then, let me rephrase. Do we really need another Garfield movie?
Oh, screw you, Louise. You know, I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry that this is not your typical fanfare script, where we follow a young boy trying to escape the Holocaust. Oh, mommy! Or a profound, abstract piece about a paraplegic. I do apologize. If it's not good enough, I am sorry. I am not good enough. I wanted advice, not for you to rip every essence of my being to shreds. It's fun. Okay, people like fun. People need fun. I need fun.
I told you, it has potential.
But does it? Fine. Where do I need improvement?
Well, the biggest thing is...
Yeah?
If I'm being honest, it's not that original, Jonathan.
It's not that original? What do you mean?
Well... Jonathan...
Continue.
It's just, well, it's kind of a blatant rip-off of Groundhog Day.
How so?
Garfield has to continuously relive the same Monday again and again. I mean, seriously, did you not get any creative inspiration there?
Firstly... The only creative influences I had were Garfield, the movie, and the very underrated, let me add, Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties. So, Louise. Secondly, Bill Murray did not relive the same Monday again and again. No, it was the same Groundhog Day. Duh. Hence the title, Louise. Wow. And they call you a genius. Oh, I don't have it, do I?
Not yet. Definitely not yet.
Not ever.
Possibly not.
Whatever. I guess we can't all be Louise Martin, you know.
You are Jonathan Martin. You're your own incredible, unique person. You're an amazing insurance broker.
Yeah, insurance. It's all I do well. Insurance. How fun. Ugh. And they wonder why newspapers are a dying trade. You know, there's never anything to read in these things.
Listen, I have piano lessons shortly. I better be going. Can we talk about it some more when I get back, maybe?
Writing, directing, sings, plays piano. What can't you do?
Anyway, your dinner's in the oven. Eat up. Be sure to head on to bed at a reasonable hour tonight, Jonathan. You work early, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you will. Bloody stupid paper. Why would I give two shits about a fundraiser for the rugby club?
I forgot my keys. All okay, dear?
Yeah. The paper shredder just went awry again.
Right.
What good were you to me, huh? What good were you to me? 15 times. 37 times. What did I gain from it? Nothing. No insights into the inner workings of the human mind. No background on different perceptions. Not even one worthwhile screenplay, apparently. Nothing the studio would appreciate. Anyways. Round two, okay. Johnny, boy, come on, round two. Come on, you got this. Come on, think about it. A Groundhog Day 2 could really work. Yeah, I know, it could really work.
Stop. For a second.
Everything okay? Is something off?
Everything is fine. Sounds perfect. But there's no soul today. Where's the passion? Louise, where is it?
A passion?
Don't know what the passion is now, do we?
No, I do, of course, but I would like an elaboration.
Your mind is elsewhere. It's like the keys are flying away from you today. You're not going on that journey with them. You're letting them dance on their own while you sit at the table drinking wine.
I suppose we can't have it every day, can we, Philip?
I would beg to differ. Let me go. This time loop has to come back. I mean, it's hardly a once-off. So it would happen to Phil Connors again, right? Oh, Jonathan Murray's not going to do another one. Be realistic. Oh, his son. Of course. We'll use the fresh talent of today. Yeah, a modern-day Bill Murray. Oh, you genius!
Well, point proven, you have it every day, no matter what.
That's not what I'm saying. Louise, darling, I'm saying whatever's getting you down, stressing you out, let the music just take you away. Let it infect you. Maybe even transform you.
Yes, those are all lovely words, Philip, but sometimes...
No. Not sometimes. All the time. I've seen you on stage. I've seen you direct. You never phone it in. So don't do it at one of my classes. Please, darling.
That wasn't my intentions. I'm just frustrated.
Mentally. Physically. Sexually.
The first one. Christ. Mentally.
Right. Oh, dear. I was going to offer you a glass of Pinot. But maybe a back rub.
That's quite all right, love. Mrs. Martin, did I hear you experiencing sexual frustration? No, I never said...
Julius, what did I say about disturbing my piano sessions, lovely?
It sounds more like a counseling session.
No. We're just talking.
What is bothering you, Mrs. Martin? Well, if you must know, it's Jonathan.
So it is, sexually. Why didn't you just say so?
It's not. Maybe he needs a good back rub. It's not that he... Oh, God, he's starting to think of himself as a bit of a writer. Well, Jonathan, looking very giddy this evening, are we?
Yes, yes, Chester. I showed my wife that script I was working on, you know.
Right, the talking cat one, and...
Oh, she hated it.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Tore it to pieces, but it was worth my while.
Exactly, and not everyone's a writer.
No, Chester, it helped me discover what the right project for me is. I have it this time. I know my voice. This is going to be a hit, I assure you.
Oh, well then, please tell.
All right. Have you ever seen Groundhog Day?
Same day again and again, that one.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a sequel.
We love it so far.
But it's told from the perspective of the couple from the last movie's son. You know, this time.
Promising.
And he has to continuously repeat the same Christmas again and again.
Oh, how unfortunate.
No, yeah. And it's like a horrible one, you know. Burned turkey, nasty in-laws coming to visit, children waking up at like 6 a.m. All that business.
I see, and you're calling it...
Christmas Day.
Should have predicted that one.
Oh, sorry, Chezzy.
Oh, nothing. I love it. It's great.
Knew you would. I'm gonna go get the top stars in this one. Oh, I can see it now. Written by Jonathan Morfin.
Indeed. A beer, then, is it?
I'll go for something more strong tonight. It's a celebration, is it not?
Certainly.
A whiskey, please, my good man.
I'm coming right up.
Oh, Chester. I just thought of something great.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has to keep eating the same Christmas dinner. Again and again. Potatoes, pudding, all that. And he keeps getting fatter and fatter as the film progresses.
That's a poster image right there. Himself and a few turkey legs.
And his family stay, you know. The same weight. Because for them, it's just one day. And they're all like, when did daddy get so fat?
Yeah. On the house, screenplay superstar.
Cheers. Don't go stealing my ideas now. I trust you.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Ah, why not? Why, hello there, ladies. Oh, don't worry. Married man. Oh, not here for any of that. Well... No. Anyhow. Have any of you ever seen Groundhog Day? So what? Does he think his talking cat movie is going to be an award-season contender?
I don't know what he thinks. He's lost at the moment. He's not happy where he is.
No, he's on some journey of self-discovery, is he?
Oh, something like that. He wants to reinvent himself. The last 44 years, he never had a creative bone in his body, and suddenly he thinks he's a gifted screenwriter.
It sounds like your husband is experiencing menopause, Lucy, honey.
Julius.
I'm just saying it as I perceive it. I remember when you went through it. You wanted me to take you to Spain to become an exotic dancer.
And here we are, 3 years later, and he still hasn't taken me home.
Daddy would never approve.
Oh, well, I don't care about all that nonsense. I'm fucking 50, and I don't need to meet the parents. I just want to learn the tango from the country of origin. Learn it right. You know.
Looks like he's still going through it.
Oh, you devil, you. Something like that, yes. Right.
That's more of a waltz, and I think you know that.
Oh, I did. I just wanted to dance with you.
Hello?
Anthony Burroughs? How are we doing this fine evening?
This evening? It's 12:30 in the bloody morning. Who is this?
Oh, well, this is Jonathan Martin, you know, Louise's husband. We met out that... Gala night?
Oh, yes. You were working on that cartoon script, weren't you?
No. Not anymore, Anthony. Forget that. Sometimes we have to run through some shitty ideas before we can find the golden one, I guess. Do I have some gold for you?
Indulge me.
Imagine this, yeah? A classical comedy turned into a modern-day triumph.
Sounds marvellous, Jonathan. Do go on.
And the Oscar goes to Jonathan Martin for Garfield fucking 3. You You know, the inspiration for this masterpiece came from my wonderful wife sitting over there. Yes, she also likes lasagna and hates Mondays. No, but seriously, Louise has been an inspiration to me my whole life. What with her amazing work in front of and behind the camera, and don't even mention stage. I guess you could say I've always been quite jealous of her. Being the breadwinner from the beginning of our relationship, always receiving so much love and recognition, I guess I just would not mind that for myself, and maybe it's naive, but I thought I could at least have the support of my dear wife.
You know, so that day just keeps repeating itself again and again, and he has to, you know, go through the same horrible Christmas on repeat. So, you know, what do you think?
It's an absolute riot, Jonathan. Please, come by my office as soon as you get that script made, and maybe we'll even have a pitcher meeting with a few execs. How's that sound?
Absolutely, yes! That sounds fantastic.
Lovely. In the meantime, I think I have something that can keep that creative mind of yours occupied.
Certainly, yeah. What would that be?
How would you feel about an internship on a little movie I'm producing at the moment?
No way in hell you could be driving that recklessly without a bit of... You're Louise Martin!
The very same, yes.
Oh, hold on just a second! Oh, Helen! Babe! You're not gonna believe it! You can't believe I'm fucking standing next to you, man!
Oh my god!
It's Louise fucking Martin, man!
Rest that brain of yours now, Jonathan, baby. All great minds need to sleep too. Time for some reprogramming.
So, as much as I loved Star Trek as a child, I soon realized science fiction just was not my forte as a writer, and from there began work in my first contemporary play, and, well, the rest is history, I suppose, yeah.
Wow, and I loved you on the soaps. Oh, you were just out of this world on EastEnders. And what, Coronation Street, your story just blew me away. Would you ever go back?
Oh, well, the soap gigs were wonderful when I was working as a freelance actress, but I think those days are behind me, if I'm being honest.
Oh, please, Louise, for me!
Yeah, Louise, oh, baby! Yeah, she's your biggest fan after all! Come on, Louise, come on, hi!
Who knows, maybe an episode or two of Shortland Street would come my way.
Oh, you'd make a fabulous doctor!
All right, that's enough for you. I think this superstar needs to be on her way. Maybe bring enough Pinot for the rest of us next time. I want to stay with mine.
Jonathan?
What is it, darling? Oh man. I have an important day tomorrow. I must get some sleep.
I just wanted to say, the script, it was really good. Not perfect, not really my cup of tea, but that's okay. My opinion is not fact, but I think you have a lot of potential as a writer.
Oh, really? You mean that?
Yes, I think you should keep going.
Oh, well, aren't you, sweetheart? Thank you, dear. Well, if you really feel that way, you'll love this piece of news that I have for you, dear.
Hey, what's that?
I'll give Anthony Burrows a little phone call earlier.
Anthony Burrows? How did you get his number?
Off your contact book.
Oh dear.
I ran a new script idea I had by him.
A new one?
Yeah, it's a sequel to Groundhog Day.
I see.
Anyway, he loved it so much that he offered me a pitch as soon as I have it written, of course.
Son of a bitch.
In the meantime, he offered me the position of assistant director on a film he's working on.
And what film would that be?
Well, it's an adaptation of Julius Caesar, with gender-swapped roles. Sounds quite inventive.
You've got to be joking.
Okay, big day ahead.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Hope I don't get too starstruck.
Morning, Louise.
Hello, dear. I'm Jonathan, assistant director.
Good morning.
Wow. Huh? We're in the big league, baby.
Jonathan, is it?
Yeah, indeed. Assistant director at your service. And you are?
Casey, and no, you're not, because I'm the assistant director.
Oh, but Anthony.
Mr. Burroughs told you to your director's assistant. Very big difference. Also, you were meant to be here an hour ago.
Well, Louise said creative team were at 9.
You're not the creative team, and you have a lot of catching up to do. Firstly, you need to clean Louise's trailer. After that, help her into her Caesar costume. Then run to the props apartment and get a lot of fake blood. We're filming her death scene today, so it's going to be a fucking bloodbath. Got all that?
Yeah, got it.
My trailer is still in horrible state. I left it in yesterday. Whose fault is this?
Louise, it turns out I'm the assistant to the director.
Oh, of course. That makes much more sense. Okay, get that clean pronto, Jonathan. I need to redraft the scene before we begin filming. The dialogue is absolutely dreadful. Go, now. And where's my lottie today? I don't see one on my desk, so for some strange reason, so someone get a lottie. A lottie, fast.
Lottie.
The Pitch. Written by Dylan Harris. Starring Kelby Guilfoyle as Jonathan and various voices, and Dylan Harris as Louise and various voices. Edited, recorded, and mixed by Kelby Guilfoyle.